Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Well, people, as a country, we're being invaded. 10,000 invaders. My goodness, I don't know if it's a week or a day. But they're coming over. I think the last thing I heard from a gentleman by the name of Michael Yan, who is actually on the border investigating things, I think he actually said 10,000 people a day are coming over the border invading us, people. We are under judgment as a country. Get ready. Get ready. A self-righteous religious attitude without any sense of righteousness to it at all would say, oh, well, we have to help these people. Oh, well, they're poor people. Let me tell you how I view it. I view it as they're loaded with covetousness. They see what our country has and they want it. This is a little different scenario than the rich man in Lazarus. The rich man walked by Lazarus every day. And Lazarus was full of sores. The dogs licked his sores. He had to actually be placed at the entrance of the rich man's house. And the rich man just passed by him, and couldn't care less. And it was quite evident that this poor man, Lazarus, was, in fact, absolutely helpless and hopeless. Loaded with sores, the dogs licked the sores and had to actually be placed. So on the other side, when judgment came, the rich man ended up in hell and Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham. So we get a little example of a true fact of when you could care less about your brother. Gang, these pictures I see, I don't think a picture of a fighting age male with a backwards hat, with a knapsack, with a good sturdy gait, meaning he could walk strongly, has any relationship to the example I have of Lazarus, if you get what I mean. These invaders are coming over here to take what we have, to take our schools, to take our hospitals, to overcome our roads, many times to commit crimes because they come from different cultures. Let me tell you a little bit of a culture clash. Which might sound racism, but I'm just giving you a fact. Let's take Nigeria. Let's throw away the fact that I'm a white guy talking about a black country. Throw it away. Let's be big boys. What do I see as the culture clash? That the age of consent in Nigeria is 11 years old. So you're bringing that culture in here over the border. And you tell me what kind of clash is going to take place. People, forget about the color thing. Sometimes cultures don't just jive. And you have to dig into it a little bit to find out maybe why not. Why not? So what happens? They attack our culture. Next thing you know, we're lowering our age of consent. We're lowering our age of consent till, as far as our culture is concerned, we're living like savages. Personal viewpoint. Age of consent. It's a whole mindset. Age of consent in Nigeria is 11 years old. The youngest in the world. The next is Angola at 13. All right? So how can you adapt those cultures with that mindset? Particularly without a Christianity base behind it. Of course, in Christ, we're all in one. I'm talking about what the majority is, because the majority of human beings are certainly not in Christ. Just giving you an example, and at the very least, giving you something to chew on. But this is what we're dealing with, people. We're getting invaded by foreign religions, foreign cultures, 10,000 a day. If you ask me, as I said, it's nothing but covetousness. And according to Deuteronomy, you know, they also want our women. They want our women. They want everything. They want our tasty food. They want our roads, our hospitals, our schools, everything. America, I want everything. And I'm coming. I'm coming with my backwards hat, my backpack, my good health, my extra weight. Yeah. Yeah. This isn't an Abraham / Lazarus situation where people are really down in the dumps. Now, maybe their country's lousy. Guess what you do? You fight for your own country. You do what it takes. Or if you want to go to a new country, you get in the right way so you get accepted reasonably. Yes. It's not a cliche. You know, the mass exodus out of Europe in the 1800s and the 1900s had to go through Ellis Island. You actually even had to get checked for diseases. There's a way to get in. You were documented. Your name was taken. You were sent off to an area. They knew all about you. This is so different. So different. And what's happening? Because there's a new world order involved. These illegals coming over getting a check for $2,200 a month. This is a crime. This is a shame. This is 21st century warfare. But Christian, don't let it get you bitter. Don't let it get you angry. Like I said, when push comes to shove, I don't see much of a difference between the curses in Deuteronomy 28 and what's going on in this country. So I'm not going to get in God's way. I'm just saying, hey, you know, don't feel guilty as a Christian if you think you got to help everybody. Because there are those to help, but there are those that, hey, helping them is a hindrance. And I think we've crossed that road. And, you know, view it like this. You know, if every time you went somewhere because you wanted something somebody else had, how about if I just migrate over to my neighbor's house? I'll migrate over to there. Neighbor, I like your pool. I like your refrigerator and what's in there. I like your cars. Matter of fact, you have beautiful daughters. I think I'm just going to migrate right over into your living room. All right? That person isn't migrating over to his next door neighbor's house out of need. He's doing it out of want. I'm using obviously a humorous example, but it isn't that humorous. It's what's taking place. So what am I going to do to my neighbor's house? If I migrate over there, I'm going to destroy it. I'm going to upset his apple cart, and I'm going to destroy it. It's covetousness, people. Covetousness. And it's something we all have to be aware of. And the Lord hates it. In other words, if your neighbor has something, be happy for him. If you don't have it. And it used to be, people actually, I know as when I was a younger man, people actually respected the rich, right? Because they knew somebody in that lineage, for some part, whether it be intellectual knowledge, whether it be hard work, for the most part, made that money because of the great American dream of working hard for it. You didn't even think of, oh, well, you have a lot of money and I want it. The thought would never even come into your head. It would be a thought of respect that somebody had good money. Just like these people that own these yachts. A reasonable person that's given a chance in America would say, you know, that yacht is really giving a lot of employment for people. Building that yacht, building every part of that yacht, building a trailer for that yacht, the steering wheels, the rudders, the seats, all the factory input that has to take place for that yacht? God bless that guy that's buying that yacht. He's probably giving 1,000 people jobs. The people in the yacht store? This is how we used to think. But I believe covetousness has come in. And now all you think is, oh, he has a yacht. Why don't I have one? Oh, man, I deserve a yacht. You know, it's really bad what's going on in America. I don't know if we could dig out of it. It's different spirits, different controlling demons over areas have really cut loose. The only way for us to fight it is truly as Christians. We're the only salt of this life. We're the only thing America has, people, is us Christians and our power of prayer. Because we're the crazies. We're fools for the sake of Christ. We realize this is a spiritual battle. There are demons. There are unclean spirits that want to grab people to hell. We're told the battle is for our souls. Our souls. Satan wants to destroy our minds, our wills, our emotions. That's why it's so incredibly important to have a foundation on the rock. A foundation on Christ in your daily life. Not some type of religious walking into a building sheep life, but in your daily life. I've been having it. It's been trying to affect my prayer life. I want to put something juicy on the tube to find out what's going on politically or what's going on the border or what's going on with, you know, with this and that. I want to put that on. And the Lord will say, well, why don't you just get in quiet prayer? And I'll be at a crossroads. And I'll say, thank you, Lord. For some reason, Lord, the powers of darkness want me to watch these juicy shows and find out what's going on. I'm going to just go against that, and I'm going to get in the prayer. Yeah, so this is a spiritual battle for your soul. So regardless of what's happening on the outside, gang, you know, I mean, we know how this ends. I mean, we're talking about getting beheaded. Which, you know what? If we get beheaded, we get beheaded. Let's face it. The only thing fearful about being beheaded is probably walking in line to have it take place. The act itself is probably a millisecond. Boop! Cut off. You're in heaven. You know, instant death, instant glory. That's our attitude, gang. Instant death, instant glory in a lot of these occasions. Because remember, we're not of this world. We're passing through. But while we're in this, we do try to bring as much righteousness as we can to this place. But the fact remains, heaven and earth is going to pass. Most people are going to go to hell. Most people could care less. And the fact is also that usually to get people to care means that the Lord has to afflict the place with either war, pestilence, violence, whatever it might take to bring people to their knees. Because that's usually where you find the Lord, on your knees. When your life has hit the curb, right? When everything is lost. When the refrigerators are full, or when it says in Deuteronomy, when the cattle's on the hills, it's easy to be deceived. You could care less about God, and it's an easy walk. Well, my time's about to run short, but as I said in the beginning, beware of covetousness. We're being overrun as a nation, in my viewpoint, by a covetous demon. Me, 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 I want, I want, I want. View your own life. Study to be quiet. Be still and know that he is God. Keep your confidence in things above, not on things of this world. Remember your strangers and your pilgrims passing through. And by focusing on that, and focusing on the cross, we'll live a life of an overcomer. And God bless you.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.